One of the advantages of being a music writer in Salt Lake City for a number of years has been the opportunity of being exposed to artists and music I otherwise never would have previously considered. Such is the case for me when it comes to Chris Isaak, the rockabilly-influenced singer-songwriter performing this week in Utah. Like many music fans, Isaac came to my attention through his ballad Wicked Game. The song was on his 1989 album called Heart-Shaped World, but gained popularity through its use in the 1990 David Lynch movie Wild at Heart. The movie was a wild psychedelic ride of murder and Elvis worship, but the video for Wicked Game was a phenomenon because of its simplicity. Just black and white images of Isaac and supermodel Helena Christensen rolling around on a beach. As a young rock fan at the time, I didn't have much use for Isaac's sultry croon on Wicked Game, and it was only years later when I covered one of his Salt Lake City concerts that I was introduced to all Isaac's music has to offer. His sound is rooted in classic rock and roll, folks like Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison, and Elvis. He's found various opportunities to cover songs by those legends through the years. His own songs expand on that classic sound and make for excellent live performances with his longtime band. Hard to believe, but Isaac is 58 years old and he's been playing with largely the same band for nearly three decades. Together, they deliver shows full of slick musicianship and hilarious between-song banter. Once I saw Isaac in concert, I haven't missed a show in Utah if I can avoid it. I'll be there again this time as he plays songs like Somebody's Crying. Give me a sign and let me know we're through. If you don't love me like I love you, but if you cry at night the way I do, I'll know that somebody's lying. So please. Chris Isaak plays Red Butte Garden on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Visit redbuttegarden.org for more information. There are a lot of concerts worth your consideration going on in Utah this week. Lisa Fisher from the Oscar-winning documentary 20 Feet from Stardom plays at Deer Valley Sunday night, along with a group of musicians from the Muscle Shoals documentary that also came out last year. Lady Gaga headlines at Energy Solutions Arena on Monday, and a fellow by the name of Paul McCartney headlines Energy Solutions Arena on Thursday. For KUER's Books and Beats, I'm Dan Naylor.
For Books and Beats, I'm Betsy Burton. One thing stands out above all else in Ben McIntyre's A Spy Among Friends, the saga of British master spy Kim Philby. That one thing is the mind-bending degree of his duplicity in each and every one of his relationships, at least those outside Moscow. As we meet him fresh out of university, his willingness to first create bonds of trust, even love, and then to betray them is breathtaking. In terms of simple history, Kim Philby's treason is perhaps the most spectacular in the contemporary annals of spying. Treason that began well before the Spanish Civil War, carried on throughout World War II, first harming, then helping the Allies as Russia switched sides, and doing incalculable harm to the West during the Cold War. But it's how he did what he did that makes this such a stunning tale. After all, spies during war are a dime a dozen. It's Philby's utter and absolute willingness to betray his friends, the care with which he establishes friendships in the first place, with which he nurtures them, with which he manipulates each and every one, all the while giving up to Moscow countless documents, whole networks of spies, that make this at once so dazzling and so devastating to read. Chief among Philby's friends and victims is Nicholas Elliott, his comrade in arms from 1940 forward. This friendship forms a framework for the book. Both young men are well off, charming, what the Brits call well-bred. Both are ambitious and successful, often with one another's help. If Elliot's feelings for Philby are akin to hero worship, Philby seems to return that affection wholeheartedly, seems being the operative word. As heart-stopping and Machiavellian as any thriller by John le Carré, who, by the way, fictionalized the same tale in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, and who appends an intriguing afterword taken from his interview with Nicholas Elliott, A Spy Among Friends is the best kind of history, one that, thanks to its close attention to character, is as revelatory as the finest fiction.